Step six. Well, step six, I think of all the steps, is the step of surrender. And it's the step that you kind of think, oh, got that done. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. We're entirely ready. Well, I'm ready. I've done all this other work. I do my stuff that I need to do for recovery every day. Why would I not be entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character? Well, it's because on a daily basis, that's why this program is one day at a time. I have to start over. Like I said last night, I don't know a thing. I don't know how to work this program. My concept of my higher power is unclear. It's always formulating. It's always coming clearer to me at different times. It looks different at different times and where I am. The principle of that wonderful step, willingness, freedom from, this is funny, running the show. That might have something to do with ego. What do you think? God. Oh, man. What is that, Dr. Seuss? The places we will learn, the things we will learn, the places we will go. It was only a matter of being willing. Oh, sorry, Big Book, page 12. It was only a matter of being willing to believe in a power greater than ourselves, myself, excuse me. Nothing more was required of me to make my beginning. I saw that growth could start from that point upon a foundation of complete willingness, the principle of this step. I might build what I saw in my friend. Would I have it? Of course I would. Can we do it? Yes, we can. Did you guys do by Bob the Builder? I've got grandchildren. But that piece of it, if just really being willing to think about it, what does that mean to be entirely ready to have God remove these defects of character? What are the advantages of that defect of character, those personality characteristics? What am I going to be giving up? Well, one of the things I gave up, and this was, I didn't even know it was a thing I was giving up. I had come to my maintenance weight. It must have been four or five years in program because I was on my second sponsor. I got dropped by my first sponsor. She wasn't going to put up with me forever. But I was driving down the road, and I had this thing to go to. And I thought, now, what can I do so, I mean, I'll really look nice. I want to make a nice impression here. I thought, well, I'll lose 10 pounds. And I told my sponsor. And my sponsor said, you know, I think you need to grieve that. You are never going to have the high of losing 10 pounds again. The high. That's the operative word here. I did. You know, my weight, as I say, I lost 1 or 2 pounds a year for about 5 years. And I'm about 10 pounds lighter than I was with my first maintenance. Which, you know, they tell me medically is very healthy, so I'm fine. But I never got the high of, oh my God, you've lost weight. Do you remember that high? Yeah. That's giving something up. That's something that I wasn't even aware I had or I wanted, but I'm giving it up. The other one is, for me, just remembering the three A's in being entirely ready to have God remove all my defects of character. And that, of course, comes back to the awareness. The awareness to me is step 4 and 5, putting it down, admitting it. The next one is step 6 and 7. And for me, that's acceptance, surrender, acceptance. Action. Well, we know what one that is. I need to make an amends to you. Oh, it was nothing. Well, I just need to, you remember that one? My kids, I don't think they, well, my daughter, because she does, she has a program of recovery. But I don't think my boys still know what in the heck I'm talking about. Oh, Mom. But I know. I know what I did. I know how I thought. I know where I was coming from. I knew my umbrella of intention, and it wasn't good. Surrender, trust, and accept. That's what it's about. Gandhi speaks of everything around us ever changing, except a living power that is changeless. I too must surrender to change, whatever that might mean. What do I have to give up? What are the gifts I receive? What are the fallacies about my eating disorder and the food? Food is my friend. I have to give up my friend. Lump in my throat, chest, stomach. I get to give that up. I like to give that up. What are the gifts? Do we have time? A body that moves easily. One of the things I remember is one time people were talking about that had come to maintenance and they were in a healthy place, and we were talking about physical changes. And this guy said, you know, the thing that I just could not get over that I just loved, I sat down in a chair and I leaned back and I felt the chair. And I said, oh, you know, mine is my forehead. One time I touched my forehead and it was actually hard. Yeah, that felt pretty good. The next comes into emotional and being a part of and social and giving up that damn isolation. Being present in a group. The first time in program, somebody looked in my eyes and looked in my eyes and looked in my eyes. I kind of thought, gosh, this person is really looking in my eyes. The first time I got kissed on the cheek by a woman. A woman kissed me on the cheek. I love to get kissed on the cheek now. Getting kissed on the cheek. Who would think? Who would think that that is a miracle? Who would think that is a gift? You know, my first meeting that I went to where I got sober, and I refer to my abstinence as sobriety because it's a deadly disease and it's as bad as any addiction could be. And it's probably more multifaceted in all of its aspects than any other addiction is. That's the way I feel. Well, this group, you know how we stand around and we do our last little thing and everything? They hugged. Remember that? They hugged. Last night I almost said to you guys, can we hug? Can we hug? And sometimes people didn't want to. Sometimes their shoulders hurt. That's okay. You stand in the middle and you hold hands. But that is a gift. That is a gift. Are we blessed or what? How are we doing with time?